listening to KWB, girl. Dave Bryan Show is live everywhere, and that's how it's gotta be, girl. Getting ready for your morning, cause we exploring all the way to Tennessee, girl. I'll tell you what you gonna do while I play my first song of the day. I know you're gonna say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, baby.
Drake with the new first song of the day.
Do you hear that echo on his voice?
You put the pain? Great reverb there,
right?
Drake.
I thought so.
I like the hold out of the E word.
Because you know why I did that? Because I had nothing else, like no
Trust
other
me.
Word to put in there.
Trust me. These first songs of the day sound like they should be the easiest thing ever.
Nope.
I get so in my head and stress out, and I've only had one good one my entire run. And the current one ain't it. The current one I got to redo because it's bad.
I'll be honest. I think this one's better than the one before.
This one is better than your last
one. It is.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's good. Drake, I know it's your first song of the day, but guess what?
What?
It's my turn to play a song because it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Cherry!
Here we go.
Get
right into it, baby.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I love it.
Take
it away.
It is Jenny's birthday on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3.
KDWB.
Jenny was, I don't know if you know, you weren't here, Drake, but Jenny was 30 for 2 years straight because
I was.
She was mad about COVID taking away her 30th birthday party. So she had her 30th, last year for her 31st birthday.
That's awesome.
I truly don't know if it's because I'm at this age now. But it wasn't even on my radar that it was my birthday this week, except for the fact that Andrew and I are going up to his grandpa's cabin this weekend.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason it was like kind of on my mind, but I didn't even know what day of the week it was. Like a few days ago, I was like, oh, I don't even know what day my actual birthday is.
Yeah. I used to get very obsessive over my birthday, the birthday week. Like, what will I get as a gift? I don't care. I don't want gifts anymore. It makes me uncomfortable. I also, it's not that I don't want to age. I just, it's not as big of a deal to me anymore. So I get that. Like, you kind of lose track of it.
Andrew did keep asking me last night how I feel about it being my birthday tomorrow. And I was like, I'll be honest, I'm not like super pumped about it anymore. I'm not like really excited to get old. And his excuse was like, what, you should love getting old. And I was like, I know, it's like a privilege.
We get it. We get it.
But like, it gets to a point where you're like, well, I didn't know that that sagged.
God.
And you just like, you kind of are like, well, I'm good not really like aging too much more. But Andrew's like, well, if you don't age, then how are we supposed to grow old together? And I was
okay,
like,
Andrew, it's too late at night for this deep philosophical this situation. Let's go to something that Jenny is also saying is maybe philosophical. We have a talk back feature, and we're going to play this clip. It's a question someone left us, and then we'll think about it and discuss it when we come back. Jenny said we're not going to know the answer, so here we go.
Well, I don't. So
okay.
We'll see if you guys do. Here we go.
Okay. Four-way stop intersection. Four cars arrive at the same time. Who goes first?
There's no answer for that. In the Midwest, everybody just sits at that four-way stop looking
at each
other.
I have an answer. I took a driver's test.
Yeah. We'll answer it. We'll answer it when we come back.
Yeah.
But think about it. Four-way stop. They all arrive at the same time. Who goes first?
Okay.
You know what it is normally when you get there at the same time with someone, with just one other car.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do know that.
Right.
Okay, we'll come back. Maybe you know the answer. You can text in 53921. We'll do it next.
Always watching, always judging. Fallon on 101.3 KDWB. It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
All right, before we went to break, we played this, which was on our talkback feature, which if you listen on the iHeartRadio app, we now have a little button you hit that says record, and you can leave a message. So this was the message we received.
Okay, four-way stop intersection. Four cars arrive at the same time. Who goes first?
Now, before you guys say anything,
yeah.
I know you guys said you have an answer for this. I simply don't believe it because there really is no answer to that. If you all four are coming up at the same time.
It's going
to
be one of those things where you all are like assuming you got there about the same time. There's no obvious person.
Right.
I believe there is no technical legal right answer because everyone knows if you get to, you're supposed to let the person on the right go first. But if you're all there at the same time, then I think it's just the person who starts going.
I think that's the answer too. So I don't think that there really is an answer. If the person who submitted this on the talkback feature, if you're listening right now and you have an answer, You can definitely text us or call us and let us know, but...
Are you guys the people that go first?
I would. Four?
Yeah, you are?
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
You both are?
Well, I gauge if anyone else is making the move for, like, a second, and then if no one is, I'm like, all right, I'm going. And then, like, and then two cars go at the same time, and then you both stop, and it's like, oh.
I would describe myself as an aggressive, and I don't mean aggressive in a negative way. There are aggressive drivers, like, right. You are supposed to drive. My understanding is aggressively. That doesn't mean cutting people off and going fast. That means... being aware, making smart shifts in lanes, things like that.
Thank God for people like you, because I'm not that person that drives aggressive like that.
What do you do? You just ride slowly left lane.
Yeah, I just wait.
That's fine.
Okay, there is an answer, though, when you Google this.
Okay, what
is the answer? It says, if two or more cars arrive at a four-way stop simultaneously, the driver furthest to the right always proceeds first, and each next driver in the clockwise direction follows. If four cars arrive at the same time simultaneously, driver is going straight should proceed first.
Straight, okay.
So whoever's going straight, which I guess would make sense because...
But then there could be two going straight one way and two going straight the other way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know
that
either.
That doesn't make sense. And then the clockwise thing, I'm like, well, where's the 12 on this clock?
That's true.
I'm not good with directions.
Well, if there's just three, you know which one's the furthest to the right.
Yes.
You know, so you can decide from there. But then, yeah, then you got to go clockwise from that.
The good news is this doesn't happen very often, and there isn't going to be a police officer that pulls you over if you don't go, well, you don't need to go clockwise and wait.
Okay.
This, can you even imagine this happening? Snapchat CEO surprised an entire college class with some amazing news.
We know that for most of you and your families, the shared burden of student debt is a heavy price that you paid for an exceptional Otis College education. You have the support of the entire Otis community, as well as Miranda and Evan. So we are pleased to announce today that Evan and Miranda have made the largest single gift in the history of Otis College. Their gift will enable you to repay your student loans.
Wow.
That, like, gives me chills because student loans hinder so many people from living a life that they honestly deserve to live. I mean, when my brother-in-law is a nurse anesthetist, so that's a ton of schooling, very expensive schooling. He makes fantastic money now.
Yeah.
But my sister told me their student loan payment, they would be living a completely different life if they didn't have the student loan payment. It's more than almost a majority of probably America's mortgages. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I just think about, I mean, luckily, I don't have student loans anymore. I paid mine off. My friend Abby just did, but most people don't get to just pay them off. I know a lot of people defer them, and there have been some forgiveness things happening. But Shakira, you might be surprised to hear this, but we love stories like this where, like, you know, like Michael Jordan being told or not making a varsity basketball team, and then he goes on to be Michael Jordan. Well, Shakira's music teacher was not the best for her either.
I heard when you were little, you almost didn't get into choir or something. Is that true?
That's true, sadly. Yeah.
Who wouldn't have Shakira in their choir? Really?
My music teacher. He didn't like my voice. He thought I was too disruptive for the choir because my voice was too strong. And even my classmates teased me. They used to tease me and they used to say that I sang like a goat. I hope it was a cute goat, though.
Yeah. now you are the goat. So there you go.
Yeah.
Global music superstar.
Well, it was pretty hard because it was, I think it was a way of bullying, Like, I felt bullied in a way.
Yeah.
But
did you almost think about not going forward and not singing?
Well, thanks to my parents, I didn't. Especially my dad. He always said that a voice without vibrato is not worth it. It's not a voice, And so I kept my vibrato, and that's kind of my signature.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Your goat signature, yeah.
All right. I think, is Shawn Mendes your top celeb crush, Drake? Crush?
Yes.
Okay. I thought he was, but I was just kind of guessing. Well, he did a cover of Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark.
You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without us. This comes fire. Even if it's dancing in the dark.
I don't hate it.
Me either. It had a very Shawn Mendes sound to it.
It was so poppy compared to the original.
I know, it's good. Also, Nick Jonas talks about his little baby daughter.
Life is beautiful. There she is.
Her face.
she's a gift, and we're just so blessed that she's back home.
Cute.
Did they have the baby by surrogate?
I think so.
Okay. I was trying to remember because I remember they were kind of just like not in the public eye for a while. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't remember if it was because Priyanka was pregnant or if it was just because they were trying to.
I'm 99.9% positive with surrogate. Yeah, pregnancy. Julia Fox, you only know her name because of she's like the Anka Jams girl who dated Kanye West at this point. She went grocery shopping in Hollywood. She was wearing only a bra and underwear and like a overshirt that was unbuttoned. And I saw the memes and it was like, Julia Fox goes grocery shopping in her underwear and it's fine. When I go, I'm arrested. Mm-hmm. And that is valid because it was very like, what is happening? Miley Cyrus will return as host of NBC's New Year's Eve special. She co-hosted last year with Pete Davidson. So she will be doing that again this year. It remains unclear how serious Machine Gun Kelly was at the Billboard Music Awards about expecting a baby with his wife. Diddy hosted an awards after party sponsored by his alcohol brand, and Megan did not touch a drop of liquor, so they're saying she didn't drink anything all night, but that doesn't mean anything. Lots of people don't drink because, number one, they don't feel like it, or because they just don't drink that much, so that, to me, does not say anything. And the hottest ticket in New York is Wednesday's graduation ceremony for NYU. Taylor Swift is a commencement speaker. She'll also be given an honorary doctorate. If fine arts and Swifties are trying to scalp tickets while NYU grads are angry, they're limited to the number of relatives allowed into the ceremony. But that's every graduation. They always limit the number of tickets each student gets.
I feel like we didn't have that because I went to the U of M and we had like such big arenas that we graduated.
You weren't limited at the U?
I don't think so because we didn't graduate with like our whole class. We graduated in school. So I graduated with like the journalism school.
Yeah.
And so it was like a smaller amount of people versus like each, not each degree, but kind of like each school you were in. So it was a smaller amount of people because I couldn't imagine graduating with my entire class of 2012.
Yeah, I believe mine was my entire class for college, but I also went to a much smaller college than the U. So I guess I kind of assumed bigger colleges like that would only allow certain amounts of tickets.
I think it's because we had like arenas. So you probably... Yeah. One person probably could get like 10 tickets. So maybe there was like a limit, but it wasn't. I mean, my whole family came and I don't remember having like an issue getting that many tickets.
Yeah, we definitely didn't get tickets because my dad wasn't going to come. And then last minute, my mom and sister were like, you better go to her college graduation. And he jumped in the truck and pedal to the metal, drove aggressively fast the whole way there. It was 2 hours away.
Yeah.
He pitted out his shirt so bad he had to stop at Target to get a new top to wear to my graduation. Aww. They butchered my name at graduation, no surprise. So my family didn't even know they said my name because it was so messed up. And then when they figured it out after I was back at my seat, they were like, what? Like scream, and I was like, yeah. So anyway, that's Dave's Dirt. Drake, you have some hot takes, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're going to do Drake's hot takes. When we come back, also, the Rainbow Run is coming up. We're going to get you in for free. We're going to do a few of those. We'll explain how you can get those. It's coming up next.
Hi, I'm Natalie, the official announcer of The Dave Ryan Show. But I'm looking for a better job as a Port-a-John cleaner. If you know anything, DM me. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Get ready for Drake's hot take.
All right. Hot takes, guys.
All right. This is a lovely moment where Drake gives us hot takes that can be controversial. The most controversial one of all time still is bringing a blanket into the theater, which you and Jenny thought was legit and Dave and I thought was disgusting.
It's very legit.
Like a movie theater, a Broadway theater.
I think it is legit, but I have gone to a movie since we had that conversation and I didn't feel comfortable bringing a blanket into it.
Is it because we've got in your head?
Probably. I mean, I've never done that, period. That was the first time I ever heard of that. But then, like, so many people agreed with Drake that they do that.
Yeah.
But then I just didn't feel comfortable doing it myself.
What day of the week did you go in?
It was, like, a Monday. It wasn't very busy.
Yeah, that's why.
What do you mean?
That's why. You got to do it on, like, a weekend. Like, a Friday, Saturday
when
or something.
Like, popping? And when it has a ton of people?
Yeah. Gross.
You blend in better.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
You don't stand out as much.
I feel like it'd be the opposite, but...
I don't know. Drake, what are your hot takes today?
I've got a couple that are, I think, are going to be pretty controversial today, but we'll start we'll start a little easy today. Machine Gun Kelly actually sounds great.
Like just in general?
Just in general.
Wow.
You guys were flaming on him yesterday.
Okay,
so
I did not overly flame.
You
Jenny flamed,
him. Flamed
hard.
You agreed,
I didn't
though.
Think he's, well, he's no Sam Smith. Let's not get, like, no. twisted here.
But he still has a great voice.
Like, I yeah, when he that. Has instruments backing him.
Yeah, I would say he has a, honestly, an average voice.
He has a personality.
He has a great personality. He has great songs. I don't know if MGK writes his own songs. He has good songs, but he has an average voice. Sorry.
I have to disagree. I think he has a really, really good voice. Listen, I think it's very deep.
If you want to go with, like, current rock, listen to the singer of Måneskin. That yeah. guy has a great voice.
He has a great voice. I will agree with that.
Okay.
But so does MGK.
He has an okay voice.
Oh, no.
I hate you guys right now. Second hot take of the day. You can make money on the internet very easily.
Well, tell us how. We all want to.
I do Twitch. And for people who don't know what Twitch is, it's a website where you live stream. It's basically like a YouTube, but for live streaming.
Yeah.
And there's just like a wide variety of things that you can do. You can do gaming, you can do like vlogging, you could do literally people do hot tub streams. Like they literally go sit in a hot tub in their bikini or swimsuit.
Hilarious.
And they just chat
yeah.
with people.
How do they
it.
Get people to find them? Like if you're like Joe in Cottage Grove, how do you get people, if you're sitting in your hot tub chatting, you're not playing video games, how do you get people to follow you and like pay to see that?
Well, like Twitch has like their own algorithm, kind of like how TikTok does. They'll show you things that they might think you might want to watch on Twitch, and it's just like that. But what I do, which is really good, is like you go to like other social media platforms and let people know that you're streaming.
Okay.
And that's where I get a large growth from.
You did just have a big accomplishment, right?
Yeah. I had 2 videos go over 1 million each.
That's awesome, yeah, Drake. That's crazy.
I know, it was crazy.
Okay, one more question, though. Do you have to pay to just, like, go on Twitch, or do you make the money because people, like, donate money while they're watching your stream?
No, it's free. Anybody can go on Twitch and start streaming.
Because I know that that's how TikTok is for live streaming, too, like ASMR videos. Mm-hmm. That's why the ASMR people are always like, oh, thank you, you know, like, in the middle of this, because they're getting, like, donations.
Yep. Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it.
TikTok has their own version of it, and TikTok is a lot easier to reach people, but I feel like Twitch is just so much more established because it's been around for a lot longer.
Okay.
And
you know, I've decided because I took a hot girl walk last night.
Yeah. What's that mean?
I don't know. It's just like people on TikTok are like, get outside for your hot girl walk. It's just going on a walk.
Wow.
And so maybe I start streaming on Twitch my hot girl walks because I just listen to a podcast the whole time anyways.
You should. I will tell you that my walk is anything but a hot girl walk. Let me tell you what your girl looks like when she goes for a walk. I wear Hokas, which are shoes that are the size of boats because they're better for my shins.
I have never heard of them. Hokas?
Hokas, yeah. Okay. They're like known, I think, as like the best walking shoes in the world.
Okay.
And so Jake, I was always complaining about my shins, and Jake was like, you got to get Hokas. And I looked at him, I go, they look like spaceships. They're so huge. He's like, you want... And they legit, I wore them Disney. My feet didn't hurt. And I want to wear them to Europe, but I think I'll look so stupid because they're not trendy, but my shins will feel fine. And I wear like sweatpants that are at least 10 years old, so they usually have a little couple holes in the crotch.
Or like paint stains on them or something.
Oh, I have so many paint stained pants. You know that about me. And then, yeah. And that, so my hot girl walks would not make money. Jenny's would.
You don't have to like look physically super hot in it.
I think it would increase your money making.
But it's just like a personality like trait to call it a hot girl walk. Like you get out there, do your hot girl walk. You don't have to like do your hair and makeup to go on your hot girl walk.
I don't know. I feel like I get sweat in the same place as everyone else does, but they're like, I have like my crease, my front crease, and I don't mean my boobs, I mean my lower. Mm-hmm. My crease is like so sweaty and gross where my legs meet my lady.
Yeah. I understand that, but you don't have to stream towards your thighs. Yeah. You understand that.
If I want money, I do.
It's not how that works.
Oh, it's not? Okay. I'm so confused.
You don't have to do the middle portion.
I don't?
You don't have to do it.
Okay. No. Well, too bad. Because you're kidding. Do you have any other hot takes?
Yes. One last hot take, and this is the big one, guys.
Oh, gosh.
I know for a fact you guys are going to disagree with me on this one.
Okay.
Here we go. People who don't push their cart back into the carousel aren't trashy, just lazy.
Oh, okay. I'm going to step back.
They're not trashy.
Are you doing in your life that you can't take 2 seconds to walk your cart back to the cart corral?
Sometimes they're a little too far away.
And then you know what else it does? It doesn't just inconvenience the workers of the grocery store. It inconveniences patrons of the grocery store who try to go park in a spot and there is a cart right there.
Listen, it is so lazy.
I had to literally yell at Andrew the other day at Costco because he went and put it on like one of the little island spots. And I go, what do you think you're doing? He's like, well, everyone else is doing it. And I was like, oh, exactly. So everyone else is jumping off a cliff, so you're going to jump off a cliff?
I told you.
Which is exactly what my mom used to say to me as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Use that to compare not pushing your cart back.
You can. That's what my mom did my entire life.
And I'm going to tell you why you're flawed, because parking lots are gigantic. Have you seen a Walmart or Target parking lot? There is plenty of spaces to park, okay? I don't want to hear it. Not always, though.
Sometimes those places are so busy, there aren't that many spaces.
Hey.
I think you have to put your cart back in the cart corral. Or you just carry your one bag of groceries out and you leave the cart inside.
I'm going to say this. If you have a hot reaction to either one of these two right now, because I don't know if I've ever seen them angrier at each other.
You can text in and let me know.
I'm 53921.
I'm heated, okay?
53921.
Drake is allowed to have his opinion, but I think that that opinion is garbage.
Drake, what's your Twitch handle, people are asking?
Drake on stream. Well, one word.
Okay, Drake on stream. Now, I do want to, before we go to You Can't Make This Stuff Up, the Rainbow Run is coming up this weekend. It's Pride's Rainbow Run. It's basically, you can join Dave. He's hosting it. He's hosted it the past 2 years. He'll wear his little cute tutu, and he'll be out there. It's presented by Atomic Data. It's at BF Nelson Park. So that's Boom Island, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the race kicks off at 11 a.m. So they're not making you get there at 7 a.m. or anything, which is really nice. We're going to hook you up with a pair of registration entries right now. So if you're like, you want to register, but you don't have the money or something, or you're saving it for something else, we're going to get you in for free right now. We're not taking a certain number caller. We just want to get you to the race.
Yeah, if you want to race in a 5K, that's the most important part. Or you can walk, obviously. Yeah. It's not just like running.
That's true. It's this Saturday. We have a handful of these entries to give away for free. You can call us at 651-989-KDWB. When we come back, 10 cooking rules that people always ignore. And they're definitely ones we've done. These aren't bougie ones. These are everyday things that I am definitely guilty of coming up. And You Can't Make This Stuff Up next on KDWB. So BuzzFeed has a bunch of people chatting about cooking rules that they always ignore. And I feel like these are things that you should pay attention to.
Yeah.
Number one, throwing out a whole block of cheese when there's a little mold on it. Number two.
Wait, you should throw it out?
It says, okay, so there's a thread online where people are sharing the cooking rules that they always ignore. Like, don't put pepper on steak because it'll just burn. Here are a few that people mentioned. So, yeah, throwing out a whole block of cheese when there's a little mold on it. Using olive oil while cooking instead of cheaper oils with higher smoke points. Because olive oil, I don't think it's supposed to get past a certain temperature. But we are so used to using it for, like, everything.
You are supposed to use oils very differently. Olive oil versus virgin versus avocado oil.
And I don't.
I don't either. Yeah. Andrew is the one who knows stuff like that. Like, he'll, like, see me cooking something with a certain kind of oil. And he's like, no, you don't cook with that oil. And I'm like, it's all the same to me.
I know. It's same for me, but they claim you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Don't cook with wine, tomatoes, or anything acidic in cast iron pans.
Okay, that would make sense because it probably leaves a mark behind, I would say. It's hard to wash those pans.
Yeah, probably would reduce your quote-unquote seasoning, too, like mess that up. Don't eat uncooked cookie dough. No, I mean, it depends on the day.
I just made cookies Saturday, and I probably ate 2 cookies worth of cookie dough while I did it.
That is something that I know that you like to do.
I do. I can't resist.
Unsalted butter in a recipe. Some people say they use salted all the time. I really do try to stick to that. I don't know that it really matters. If I'm in a pinch and I only have salted butter, then I throw that in there.
I use salted.
Yeah. Fresh herbs in a recipe. Subbing in dried herbs is easier and cheaper. So people typically do that. My mom just did that this weekend.
Yeah.
These are just, so in case you're wondering, 10 cooking rules that people always ignore. Measuring dried spices. It can be a nice guide, but spice level is subjective. Using a particular color of onion. Some just use whatever they have on hand. Yeah, but if I'm cooking something, I try to always use, like, the yellow onions.
Yeah.
They're less pungent. Cooking,
but then for things like a salad,
I
would use a
red.
Purple or red, whatever
Same.
It is.
I made, the first time in my life, a batch of pickled red onions last night.
Oh.
I'm feeling crazy, guys. Nice. Getting crazy at my house. Sifting flour. Never have I sifted flour, ever. I'm not a good baker, though.
That's the only thing that I remember. Like, my grandma had a sifter, and we always, like, fake baked when we'd be at her house, and we'd always, like, play with the sifter. And I've never once, my mom is a huge baker. She has never sifted flour. I don't own a sifter.
Wait, what the hell is a sifter?
It's almost like, how do you describe it?
Like a strainer, but not. Like, it's like a mesh netting kind of thing. If you, and you... like shake the flour in it, and it like
to almost make it like
fluffy,
finer.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Finer, you're right.
Yeah,
I know. Still don't get it.
I think it's an older. Drake, it's a much older.
Don't worry about it. You do not even cook your chicken all the way through. You are not sifting flour. And it says don't mix seafood and cheese, which is BS. Because what about like a crab dip? What about a, like a like everywhere has crab dip?
I don't. Besides maybe a dip, I don't. Ever see myself mixing those two anyway.
Yeah, maybe. There's probably more I'm not thinking of that I would mix. But anyway, that's You Can't Make This Stuff Up. 10 cooking rules that people always ignore. If you want to check that out, it's on BuzzFeed.com. So I started doing this thing. It's kind of like back in the day, you might be too young for this. VH1 would do pop-up videos where they'd play a music video and tell you really fun facts about the video. And I thought, what's the song version of that? So I started doing song deep dives. And the one I'm doing today is Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl.
When this song came out, everyone was like, wait, what's a Holla Back Girl? This music deep dive is on Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl. Holla Back Girl is off Gwen Stefani's first solo album, produced by Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo, both active in their band NERD and produced under the moniker The Neptunes. Gwen Stefani was 35 years old when this song came out. This song was added to the record because Gwen felt she didn't have her Blank You song. She wanted a song like that on the album. So back to the original question, what is a Holla Back Girl? Gwen says, I would describe the term as somebody who is going to be going back at somebody who is coming at them. The way that I use it, like, I wouldn't be that person. I'm above that kind of thing. But it goes much deeper than that. In 2004, Courtney Love told 17 Magazine, being famous is just like being in high school, but I'm not interested in being a cheerleader. I'm not interested in being Gwen Stefani. She's the cheerleader. I'm out in the smoker shed. But Gwen Stefani rose above, and she took it quite literally. She dressed up as a cheerleader in the music video for Holla Back Girl. But the term itself, Holla Back Girl, wasn't created by Gwen Stefani. Pharrell Williams said he actually heard it from supermodel Naomi Campbell. He said it was eavesdropping and somebody was trying to speak to her and she was like, I'm sorry, I have a name. I ain't no Holla Back Girl. And Pharrell heard that and thought that was so amazing and it ended up becoming the chorus to the song. And something you maybe never noticed before in the music video, at the beginning of the video, she says, get in really close. Ah, super kawaii. And she takes a picture of her backup dancers. Kawaii is a Japanese word for cute.
Get in really close. Ah, super kawaii.
As you know, Stefani is a huge fan of the Japanese popular culture. Within 6 weeks of its release, the song went to the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100. It was nominated for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance and Record of the Year at the 48th Grammys. However, it did lose in both categories. It was the first song to sell 1 million legal downloads. It was also the first single to sell more digital downloads than CDs. And it's the only one number one hit with a prominent tuba. And remember this line? Reviewers hated it, saying lyrically, this is where Gwen sinks to the lowest. And I'd quote the lyrics, but they're so bad, I almost feel sorry for her. A 35-year-old woman singing about pom-poms and talking S in high school. But that didn't stop the fans because it's one of the favorite parts of the entire song. And Holla Back Girl is considered one of the top songs of the 2000s.
Let us know what you think about the deep dives. I have another one, a Backstreet Boys one, so I'll try to play that one tomorrow. It's for I Want It That Way. But let me know what you think. It's 53921. You can text in. We'll be back in just a few minutes. So we all know that you cannot wear white to someone's wedding. That's just like a given.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw this TikTok blowing up, and they're saying you can't wear this to a wedding either. I had never heard that before in my life. So I want to get your take on it coming up next on 101.3.